Asian stocks rose Thursday after positive news from Wall Street. In trading, Japanese stocks were up nearly 2%, while markets in Hong Kong, South Korea, and Australia were up about 0.5%. But Thailand's stock market fell for a second day, down more than 8% in trading, after rumors spread about the health of King Bhumibol Adulyadet. The 81-year-old King of Thailand has no formal political role, but has been a unifying force in Thailand during periods of political uncertainty. David Cohen is the director of Asian Economic Forecasting at Action Economics in Singapore.
I think he's been viewed as a source of political stability, given the considerable political turmoil that Thailand has experienced over the past few years, and so I think that was a source of concern, maybe just a reflex sale.
King Bhumibol Adulyadet is the world's longest-serving monarch. He has been in the hospital for more than 3 weeks, fighting what the royal palace calls a lung inflammation. Thailand's royal palace has been issuing daily updates on the king's health and says it has gradually improved. Wednesday, the palace said his general condition was good, but that the king would need to remain in hospital until a full recovery. Thai stocks closed down 2% Wednesday. Despite the dip in Thailand's stock exchange, Cohen says the country's gross domestic product has shown good signs of recovering, along with the rest of Asia, from the global downturn.
Most of the economies, including Thailand, showed a pickup in the second quarter GDP. The Asian region was leading the turnaround in the global picture.
Asian stocks rose after the Dow Jones Industrial Average passed the psychologically important 10,000-point mark Wednesday. Cohen says it is not clear how much longer markets can continue the strong gains, but says it is unlikely they will return to the crisis environment of the first quarter of this year. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.